Incoming border czar suggests illegal immigrants should self-deport soon. The official who will oversee border security under President-elect Donald Trump warned people who are in the United States illegally to self-deport because the federal government is going to make immigration enforcement a priority in the incoming administration. Over the weekend, Trump released a statement on social media confirming Tom Homan, the former acting director of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, would be named as his border czar. The president-elect, in part, campaigned on significantly enforcing immigration laws and border security. "Criminals and gang members get no grace, period," Homan told Fox News on Monday evening. "While we're out prioritizing the public safety threats and national security threats, if you want to self-deport, you should self-deport because, again, we know who you are, and we're going to come and find you." Homan said that illegal immigrants who are not criminals, national security threats, or gang members who want to self-deport can do so, adding that criminals and gang members get no favors from this administration. "You came to this country illegally, which is a crime. You committed crimes against United States citizens, some heinous crimes. You get no grace, period. So we're coming for you," he said. Elaborating, Homan suggested that some people who are not authorized to be in the U.S. should self-deport because they can put everything in order, including their homes, businesses, and other arrangements. "They can put all that in order and leave with their family altogether," he said. A key component of Trump's 2024 presidential campaign is his promise to carry out what he called the largest mass deportation in U.S. history. He said he may use the National Guard and invoke the 1798 Alien Enemies Act that was used by second U.S. President John Adams, which allows a president to detain, relocate, or deport non-citizens from a nation considered an enemy of the United States. During the first Trump administration, he was criticized by Democrats, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for separating illegal immigrant families at the border. When asked about family separations during a 60 Minutes interview last month, Homan said that families can be deported together in an apparent policy shift. In that same 60 Minutes interview before the election, Homan also described suggestions of mass neighborhood raids or building camps to hold people as ridiculous. He also said worksite immigration enforcement operations, which the Biden administration largely stopped, would be necessary. As Trump's border czar, Homan will be responsible for the southern and northern borders, maritime and aviation security, and will be responsible for deportation efforts, the president-elect said in a statement. The American Immigration Council, a group that has opposed Trump's policies, said in October that mass deportations could create devastating costs for the United States, including its budget and economy. "Mass deportations would cause significant labor shocks across multiple key industries, with especially acute impacts on construction, agriculture, and the hospitality sector," the group said, adding that about 14% of people who work construction are in the United States illegally. In campaign events and media appearances, Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance have said that there would be long-standing economic benefits from their deportation plan. During his October 1 debate with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Vance said that illegal immigrants, in part, are a reason why housing and rent prices have soared across the United States in recent years. Trump has said that he has no choice but to carry out mass deportations regardless of the cost. "It's not a question of a price tag," Trump told NBC News last week, "and that, really, we have no choice. When people have killed and murdered, when drug lords have destroyed countries," the president-elect said. "And now they're going to go back to those countries because they're not staying here. There is no price tag.